The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the third chapter. Then Jesus went home, and the crowd gathered again so that they could not even eat. And when his family heard it, they went out to seize him, for they were saying, "He is out of his mind." And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem were saying, "He is possessed by Beelzebul, and by the prince of demons he casts out the demons." And he called to them and said to them in parables, "How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but is coming to an end. But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man. Then indeed he may plunder his house. Truly I say to you, all sins will be forgiven the children of man, and whatever blasphemies they utter. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. For they were saying, 'He has an unclean spirit.'" And his mother and his brothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called him. And a crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, "Your mother and your brothers are outside seeking you." And he answered them, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking about at those who sat around him, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God, he is my brother and sister and mother." This is the gospel of the Lord.
In the holy name of Jesus.
Amen.
Many a Christian has faced the evening with sorrow over sins they could have or should have worked harder to overcome during the day, but did not. And now, it is evening. The day is far spent, and no one can work. Maybe, they fear, maybe Jesus will look at the day, at the life, at the acts, at the heart, at the many failures, at the many missed opportunities to do the work of the one who has called and sent. And maybe he will burn away such chaff as I without mercy. Many a Christian has thus passed a sleepless night, visited by the ghosts of sins past, and wondering disconsolately at their whispers, "Have I sinned against the Spirit?" When lights dim and shadows lengthen and the cool of the day strikes brisk against the flesh, many a Christian, naked in introspection, has feared the sounds of Jesus' footsteps and has searched for leaves with which to hide their haunting ghosts. But he will always find. And when he does, he asks, "Who has told you that you are naked? Who has raised the ghosts? For he has done neither. The devil always works to uproot what God has buried. An established order, a tree of life, or even a sin gone to the grave with Jesus. The devil is a grave robber. He seeks to open the tombs that God has sealed and to dig up the ghosts from out of memory's grave. If he has his way, the ghosts will take on flesh and live again, resurrected, as it were, in a resurrection to death of those whom God has made alive. Too often, the sinner is tempted to think only of God's mercy from within the thrall of sin, and only of his judgment in reflection upon sins done and past. This is the devil's way, for it is the way to slavery in despair. Fearing judgment, the sinner tries to hide, and in doing so, tries to flee from God, afraid that this time is the last time, that this time is the final strike. What hope can there be in such despair? For, whispers that serpent so convincingly, God has indeed said, whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness. But the sin against the Spirit is no mere trespass against the law, if one can even speak of such trespasses in such a diminutive fashion. It is, in the immortal wisdom of the Church, refusing Jesus altogether. Put in the vocabulary of today's readings, the sin against the Spirit is thinking that the haunting ghosts are your friends. Telling Jesus, I'm not naked. I have no wounds. And calling him crazy, out of his mind, or even demon-possessed, when he offers to make all things better. The truth of God is that he is not a three-strikes kind of God. In fact, God is not even a 7 times 70 kind of a guy. His love is infinite. His judgment is diagnosis. His mercy is cure. And thus there is no sinner so far gone that he cannot be retrieved. Or, as St. Augustine proclaims, we should despair of no man so long as our Lord's patience brings him back to repentance. The Christian life is, in part, a series of embarrassing stumbles, each of which is a blasphemy of one sort or another. Jesus, walking the way with you, wishes to take a look at your cuts and your bruises when it is that you do stumble and fall, if only you will not hide them from him, and if only you will ask him. Because you see, Jesus does not mind you naked. In fact, he likes you best that way. nothing hidden, with no excuses, with only the desire to be made better, and to be better indeed. That desire is itself repentance, the beautiful work of faith that is not content to let you lay where you have fallen, but instead urges you to cry out to the Lord Jesus, "We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. Have mercy on us. Forgive us." The one who speaks these words can never commit that unforgivable sin against the Holy Spirit, because it is in that very Spirit that he speaks those very words. For no one can say Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit. And of course, Jesus will hear those who call, and Jesus will have mercy. And he will forgive all the sins of man and whatever blasphemies they may utter. And he will heal. And he will banish the ghosts so that they can no longer haunt. And he will set the stumbled aright. And he will make you better every time you ask. Therefore, as St. Paul says today, we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. Every repentance is growth, and every absolution is betterment, with no strikes, with no limits, with no ghosts, and with no end, except the end that is the telos of joy at Christ's return. In the holy name of Jesus.
Amen.